Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
In his final report, Special Counsel Jack Smith defends his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump's election interference, saying if charged, Trump would have been convicted. But Smith says charging a candidate presented an unprecedented challenge for the Department of Justice and the courts. On social media, Trump responded that Smith is deranged. Meanwhile, Trump's controversial Secretary of Defense pick, Pete Hegseth, faces allegations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. In his first Senate nomination hearing, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand pressed Hegseth on saying that women and mothers shouldn't serve in the military.
What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal? It's a silly thing to say.
In response to another question about accusations he committed sexual assault, Hegseth refused to say rape is disqualifying, but all the committee Republicans defended his character and ability. House Republicans passed legislation to ban transgender student athletes from competing in girls' sports. The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act would amend Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination in education programs that get federal funding. Speaker Mike Johnson says they're standing up for women.
Men are men and women are women, and men cannot become women. It's sad that we have to say that. It's a matter of biology. It's how we're made.
The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. President Joe Biden is announcing one-time emergency payments of $770 to those impacted by the ongoing L.A. fires.
And I want to be clear, we're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims. We're getting them help right now.
About $5 million have already gone out to the 6,000 survivors who have registered for the FEMA program. The U.S. Supreme Court has opted not to hear a lawsuit from the state of Utah alleging federal ownership of large parts of the state is unconstitutional. The decision marks a win for conservation advocates like Olivia Juarez with Green Latinos. But they say, given the Republican-dominated Congress, states will probably try again to take control of the lands and their valuable oil, gas, and timber.
We are better set up to fight against some of the biggest challenges that the Trump administration is going to pose to the American public.
Finally, police estimate 250,000 people will be in D.C. for Trump's inauguration. Metro Police Chief Pamela Smith says in a climate of increased political violence, her entire department will be present, as well as staff from agencies outside the district.
We'll be reinforced with nearly 4,000 officers from across the United States who were generous enough to raise their hands and commit their time to assist the Metropolitan Police Department.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.